2,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you. Everything you hold worthwhile is at stake. Only the hardest blows can win against the enemy we are fighting. Invoking the spirit of our forefathers, the Army asks your unflinching support to the end that the high ideals for which America stands may endure upon the earth.
This war is a people's war, labor's war. The final outcome will be determined in the factories, the mills, the shops, the mines, the farms, the industries, and the transportation agencies of the various countries. That group of countries which can most successfully organize its agencies of production and transportation, and which can furnish the most adequate and effective agencies with which to conduct the war, will win. The workers have a part in this war, equal with the soldiers and sailors on the ships and in the trenches. Labor will do its part in every demand the war makes. Our republic, the freedom of the world, progress and civilization hang in the balance. We dare not fail. We will win.
How long did you join the war for, Harry?
7 years.
Oh, gee, you're lucky. I'm for the duration.
The venerable Charles W. Eliot, President Emeritus of Harvard University, arraigns German militarism as the fundamental trouble with civilization and reminds the world that history has never ceased to call the destroyers of the Alexandria Library fanatics and barbarians.
Right you are, mate. Have you heard that story about the wooden man who swallowed the whistle?
The whistle?
The whistle.
No, what about it?
Why, it wouldn't whistle.
Woodrow Wilson tells nation he believes in his father's God.
Force without stint or limit, force to the utmost.
We are at war with the devil, and it is worth all the suffering it entails.
Several different stories have come to me, well authenticated, concerning the depth of Hindenburg's brutality.
Don't you know what's the matter with him?
No.
Why, he can't stir.
That we stand four square for the self-determination of nations.
Bonds by bullets. By liberty bonds.
Almighty God.
Right. Truth, justice,
freedom, and democracy.
No indemnities and no annexations.
Golden voice of Caruso swells in victory song to crowds and streets.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Back it on the run, on the run, on the run. Here I am calling you and me. Every heart of liberty.
Pack your little kit, show your grip, do your bit. The Yankees stole the ranks from the towns and the tanks. Make your